This week's parsha is Parsha Shmini, and we are going to discuss what is written in chapter 9, verse number 7. But before we do that, we are going to give a quick synopsis what is happening up to here. In the previous parsha, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu did the service during the first 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Aharon just watched. And then the parsha of this week starts that it was on the 8th day, and most Mefarshim say that this is the 8th day of the inauguration service, but it's actually the first day of Nisan, which then the tabernacle was inaugurated. Then Moshe Rabbeinu called to Aharon and his children and all the elders of Israel, and he tells Aharon in verse number 2 that he should take a calf, a young male of cattle for a sin offering, and a ram for a elevation offering, unblemished, and he should bring in front of Hashem. And then he tells Aharon what to bring for the Jewish people. And then in verse number 5, the verse says that they brought everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and they stood in front of Hashem, meaning that they brought all the animals. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells that this is what Hashem commanded you should do, and then the glory of Hashem will appear. And then in verse number 7, it's written, Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon, Krav el HaMizbeach, come near to the altar, Vaseyes Chatoscho Veseresecho, and do the service of your sin offering and your elevation offering, V'chaper Ba'atcho, and atone for you, Uva'ad Ha'om, and for the nation, Vasey es Korban Ha'om, and perform the service for the offering of the people, V'chaper Ba'adom, and atone for them, Kashetzivu Hashem, as Hashem has commanded. Rashi is bothered by the language that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aharon, Krav al Mizbeach, come near to the altar. Clearly, if he has to make the sin offering and the elevation offering, clearly he has to come near the altar. He can't do it unless he's near the altar. Therefore, Rashi explains, Shehayo Aharon Boish, that Aharon was embarrassed, Vayore Logeshes, and was afraid to approach the altar. Omar like Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Lamo Ato Boish, why are you embarrassed? Lekach nifcharto. This is why you were selected for. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon didn't want to come close to the Mizbeach, to the altar. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Krav la Mizbeach, go near the altar and perform the service. In this shiur, we are going to give different interpretations what was going on with Aharon and what Moshe Rabbeinu told Aharon that convinced him to go near the altar. The first answer is going to be the answer of Sefer Megale Amukos, where he answers based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kav Beis Omed Aleph 102a, where there the Gemara is analyzing the verse in Shmos chapter 4, verse number 14, where right after Moshe Rabbeinu delayed going to Egypt to tell Paro to let the Jewish people go for 7 days, and he told Hashem, Shlach na beyat til shlach, send please through whoever you will send, meaning that he continued delaying to go to Egypt. There it says, Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe, that Hashem got angry at Moshe. Vayomer, he said, Haloi Aharon achicho Levi, behold, Aharon, your brother, the Levite, Yodati, I know, Kidaber Yedaberu, that he'll for surely speak, because Moshe Rabbeinu was claiming that he cannot speak to Paroi. The gam hinei hu yoitze likrosacho, and behold, he's going out to meet you, veroacho, and he'll see you, vesamach beliboy, and he'll rejoice in his heart. The Gemara there brings the first opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that every time it's written the language charoin af, that the anger flared. There is always repercussions, and here there is no repercussions. On that, Rabbi Shua ben Yochai says that here too there is repercussions, because the verse writes down, Haloi Aharon achicho Levi, behold your brother Aharon the Levite. Why does he call Aharon the Levite? Valoi Kohen hu, Aharon is a Kohen. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that until now you were supposed to be the Kohen and Aharon was supposed to be the Levite. But now that you delayed and you didn't go to Egypt, now I will make Aharon the Kohen, and you are going to be the Levite. So we see that Hashem got angry and removed the priesthood from Moshe Rabbeinu's children and gave it to Aharon and his children. According to this, Sefer Megala Mukos explains that this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aharon. I already delayed, and because of my delay, I lost the priesthood, and therefore you were chosen to be a priest. And now, if you are going to delay, then you are going to lose the priesthood. You are only chosen because you don't delay. I delayed and I lost the priesthood. Therefore, he said to Aharon, Lamo atuvush, why are you ashamed to go near the altar? If you are going to continue that, you're going to lose it. And lekach nifcharto, you're only chosen because I delayed doing that. So therefore, don't delay, you shouldn't lose the priesthood. The Kesav Sofer explains that what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying was the following. You see that during the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu brought all the offerings, no fire came down from heaven. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu put the offerings on the altar and he put fire on those offerings, but no fire came down from heaven that consumed those offerings. Why is that? Because since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the golden calf, if the fire would have come down from heaven for Moshe Rabbeinu, people would not know that Hashem had forgiven them for the sin of the golden calf. But since Aharon is the one who did the golden calf, and when he brings the offering, Hashem's fire comes down from heaven, then everybody will realize that Hashem has forgiven for Aharon and for the Jewish people the sin of the golden calf. Therefore, that is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Aharon was ashamed to come close to the altar because he was afraid of the sin of the golden calf and he was not worthy to be a priest and bring the offerings on the altar. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon, Lamo atobush, why are you ashamed? Meaning, lekach nifcharto, this is the only reason why Hashem chose you, that you should bring the offering and the fire should come down through you, because Hashem wants that the whole Jewish people should know that they were forgiven for the sin of the golden calf, and therefore only you, who was the builder of the golden calf, you are the one that has to bring this atonement, and through you bringing these offerings and the fire coming down from heaven, then everybody will realize that Hashem has forgiven them for their sin. But if I, Moshe, would do that, people would not know that Hashem had forgiven them for the sin of the golden calf. They would have thought that it is in my merit that the fire came down. Therefore, Hashem chose only you because you actually did the sin of the golden calf, and therefore, through you, everybody will realize that Hashem had forgiven for the sin of the golden calf. We could add to this idea of the Ksav Sofer, based on the Sfas Emes, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Dalet Omud Beis, writes down the name of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that Loi David Raui Loi Semasa, that in normal circumstances, David HaMelech shouldn't have done this deed, meaning the deed where he had relations with Bathsheba. In normal circumstances, David HaMelech should be able to control his evil inclination and not have relations with her. Veloi Israel Reuin Loi Semasa, and the Jewish people in normal circumstances shouldn't have done those deeds, meaning that in normal circumstances the Jewish people would have the strength to overcome the evil inclination and they wouldn't have done the golden calf. And the Gemara brings verses to show that the Jewish people and David HaMelech were strong to control the evil inclination. Elo lamo asu. Then the question is, why does Hashem allow the evil inclination to become so strong that David HaMelech had relations with Bathsheba and the Jewish people did the golden calf? Loi malach, to teach you a lesson, sheimchoto yochid, that if a singular person sins, oimim loi kelech etzel yochid, go to the singular person, meaning a singular person may think that since he's an individual and Hashem doesn't care about the individual, then his repentance won't be worth anything. Therefore, Hashem made David HaMelech, which is also individual sin, and Hashem forgave David HaMelech. So therefore, a person who sins will know that if he repents, his sins will be forgiven. The im chatu tzibur, and if a whole congregation sins, oimrim lohem, we tell them, kelech etzel tzibur, we tell them to go to the tzibur, follow the congregation, meaning we see that the Jewish people did the golden calf and Hashem forgave them. Therefore, the congregation won't be disheartened that they violated the name of Hashem in such a way that the whole congregation sinned, that they won't be able to repent. Therefore, Hashem wanted to show that repentance will work even when the whole congregation will sin. Therefore, Hashem allowed the evil inclination to be so strong and in a way declared that the Jewish people should sin. That means that the only reason why the Jewish people sinned is in order to give strength for a Baal Tshuva, for somebody who is going to repent. But that also must mean that we repented in a complete way, and because we repented in a complete way, Hashem accepted our repentance. Because if we wouldn't repent in a complete way, and Hashem would not accept our repentance, then obviously that would not serve a lesson to somebody who wants to repent, because the person would see that the Jewish people did the golden calf, and Hashem did not forgive them for the sin of the golden calf. Therefore, we must say that the Jewish people repented on the sin of the golden calf, and Hashem therefore accepted our repentance. Then if the Jewish people did a complete repentance, then we must say that the Jewish people did tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. Meaning that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Peivav Omed Beis 86b brings a contradiction in the words of Rish Lakish. One place Rish Lakish writes down that somebody repents, his purposeful sins become happenstance, meaning that sins that he did on purpose becomes like he did it without mistakenly. And then Rish Lakish brings down that if somebody does tshuva, repentance, then his purposeful sins become merits. And the Gemara asks a contradiction, how can that be? They either become mistakes or they become merits. The Gemara says that depends what kind of repentance the person did. If the person did a repentance out of fear, meaning that he's afraid of the punishment, then his sins on purpose become like mistakes, like sins done by mistake. But if a person did tshuva completely out of love, then his sins on purpose become transformed to merits. And in regards to a repentance like that, we say that gedoyle tshuva, the tshuva is so great, shemagaz ad kisakove, that reaches the throne of Hashem. And now we could continue with this idea of the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon was ashamed to come next to the altar, and he was ashamed because he did the sin of the golden calf. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon, why are you ashamed? By you doing tshuva, automatically your tshuva reached the Kisa Kavod, reached the throne of Hashem, because obviously you did tshuva out of love. Since you did tshuva out of love and it reached the Kisa Kavod, then automatically you don't have any sins. Because when you do tshuva in a proper way, then your sins become merits. Then automatically you don't have the sin of the golden calf. Therefore, lekach nifcharto. Therefore, you were chosen to be the one to lead this. Because your tshuva goes to a higher level. Because since you are a Baal tshuva, and makom shebaal tshuva oimdim, tzadikim gemurim, einam yicholim lamed, a place where a person who repents stands, a completely righteous person cannot stand. Therefore, you are the one that has to come near the altar. Meaning that you should not be ashamed because of the sin of the golden calf, since you did repentance on that sin, and you did repentance out of love. Therefore, that sin is totally transformed to merits, and those merits reach all the way high to the Kisei HaKavod, to the throne of Hashem. Therefore, lekach nifcharto, therefore you were chosen. And according to this, we also understand why Hashem didn't send the fire through Moshe Rabbeinu. Because in this regard, Aharon is much greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. As we mentioned, makom shebal tshuva omdim tzadikim gemurim einam yecholim lamoid, a place where somebody who sinned and repented stands, a tzaddik cannot stand, a complete righteous person cannot stand. That means that Aharon in this regard was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the fire came down specifically through Aharon and not through Moshe Rabbeinu. Sefer Pardas Yosef gives a different interpretation on this Rashi, and his interpretation is based on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Beis, Amet Beis 12b, where there the Gemara says, V'omar Rabba Barchina Sabe Mishmei Derav, Kala Oyset Varavere Omisbaish Boy, anybody who does a sin and he's embarrassed by the sin, Moichli Loyal Kala Voinoisav, we forgive him on all his sins. The Ritva is bothered by the language, we forgive him on all his sins. It should have been written that we forgive him that sin. Therefore, the Ritva says that not only this sin we forgive him, but we forgive him all his sins if he's embarrassed, because embarrassment is tantamount to repentance. According to this, Sefer Pardas Yosef explains that this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aharon. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon was ashamed to come near the altar because he did the sin of the golden calf and he was greatly ashamed of that sin. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aharon, Lama'a tobosh, for the reason that you are ashamed of the sin, Lekach nifcharto, therefore you are chosen to be the priest, to come near the altar. Meaning, since you are embarrassed by the sin, and embarrassment is tantamount to repentance, therefore Hashem chose you that you should be the priest and you should be the one to bring the offerings on the altar. The Adam Elimelech brings also the idea of embarrassment, but he brings the Gemara in Adorim, Daf Chav Omed Aleph 20a, where the Gemara there says, Siman Toiv LaAdam Sheu Baishon, that it's a good sign for a person that he is bashful, that he is embarrassed, V'cholam is Baish, and anybody who is embarrassed, Loi B'mehera Uchoyta, he does not sin very quickly. And since Aharon was always embarrassed because Aharon had great humility, because that is the ways of a tzaddik, that in his eyes he is always a sinner and his eyes is always doing something wrong. And for him even a light wrong is considered as a great wrong, and that causes him to be always humble. And if a person sees this person that is always humble and is a great tzaddik and nonetheless he believes that he sins, that brings other people to do tshuva, to repent, because they will say, if this great tzaddik requires to repent and is crying so much, then what will be about us? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aharon, Lema tubush, because you are always embarrassed and you have this quality that you always are recalibrating yourself, therefore you are the one worthy to get near to the altar, and you are the one chosen. Meaning, since you are always embarrassed, and you are so humble, and you view yourself as you are always sinning, therefore you view yourself as you are always in the altar, and you always require to have atonement, therefore you are the one worthy to come near to the altar. And besides the point, the way you behave, you'll also inspire other people to repent. Therefore, on verse 8, when it says, Vayakrev Aharon el HaMizbeach, Aharon got near to the altar, it means that Aharon was always near to the altar, meaning that he was always believing that he requires to have atonement because he is a great sinner, and therefore he was always viewing himself as being on the altar. The Mar V'Shomesh gives an interpretation based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Beis Amet Beis 22b. The Gemara there says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Mipnei ma lo nimshecha malchus b'Shaul, why did the monarchy of the house of Shaul not endure? Mipnei shelo yoboi shum doifi, because there was no genealogical flaw in the family. Domar Rav Yochanan mishim Rav Shimon ben Yitzadok, because Rav Yochanan says in the name of Shimon ben Yitzadok, Ei ma'amidim panas al tzibur, we do not appoint a leader of the community, Elim ken kupo shoshrotim tlu eloi machoyrav, unless he has a box of creeping creatures hanging behind him, meaning that he has a skeleton in his closet. If a person has a skeleton in his closet, he has got something to be embarrassed by, then we appoint him as a leader of the community. Why? Shim tozuach datoi olof, because if he becomes arrogant, Omri loy, we tell him, Chazoy l'acharecha, turn around and see what's behind you. Meaning that a person who is a leader has to have a little embarrassment. He has to know how the downtrodden people feel, because he himself is downtrodden, and he can't be haughty, because then they will show him the skeleton in his closet, and therefore, because he's embarrassed by the skeleton in the closet, therefore the person is worthy of becoming a leader. Meaning that Shaul HaMelech had no skeletons in his closet, therefore Shaul HaMelech's leadership did not endure, but David HaMelech had a skeleton in his closet, because of that, his kingdom endured. According to this, Sefer Mor v'Shemesh explains that this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aharon. Aharon, up to this point, didn't have a skeleton in his closet, but once he did the golden calf, now he has something of a skeleton in his closet, and because of his skeleton, which was the golden calf, he was embarrassed, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama atubush, the reason that you are embarrassed, the reason that you did the golden calf, and that golden calf is now the skeleton in your closet, lekach nifcharto, only because of that you were chosen to be the high priest. Meaning, had you not had a skeleton in the closet, you would have not been chosen to be the high priest. But the reason that you have now a skeleton in the closet, that is the reason why Hashem chose you, and that is the reason why you become the high priest. Another beautiful answer is brought down by Shalosh Teshuvos Yad Eliyahu Siman Lamed in the name of Rabbi Israel Darshan, where he brings the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Dalet 34a, where the Gemara there says, Tanu Rabbanu, the rabbis learned, however, lifnei ha-teiva, the one who leads the prayer service, tzorech le-sarev, he should first resist and refuse, meaning that he should say that he is unworthy for the honor. Ve'imeinu mesarev, and if he does not decline and accepts it immediately, doim le-tafshel she'en ba-melech, then he resembles a food that is cooked without salt, meaning like a food that has no taste. Ve'im mesarev yoyse midai, but if he overdoes his reluctance, his refusal, meaning that people ask him numerous times to go lead the prayer service and he still refuses, doim le-tafshel she'kdichasoy melech, then he resembles a cooked food that has been oversalted. Ketzad oyse, then what is a person supposed to do? Pam rishoyna yesarev, the first time is asked, he should refuse. Shneya mahavev, the second time he should bestir himself, meaning he should look like he's about to rise. Shlishi spoishet es raglo v'yoret, and the third time he's asked, then he should extend his feet and rise and go down. Meaning that a person should always resist when first asked to be the leader of the prayer, because he should show like he is unworthy. The Tur in Or HaChaim, Siman Nun Gimel 53, says the following: Hayored lifnei ha-teiva, somebody who goes down to lead the prayer service, ve'enoy shliach tzibur kavua, and he is not the established chazan, tzorich le'sarav me'ad koydum shoyered, he is required to resist a little bit before he decides to lead the prayer service. So we see that the Tur decides that only a person who is not a shliach tzibur kavua, who is not the regular chazan, he is the person that is required to resist a little. But if he is a shliach tzibur kavua, meaning that if he is the leader of the prayer appointed by the community and he is the fixed person that normally leads the prayer, then he should not resist at all. The Beis Yosef brings the words of the Tur, and he says that the Tur learned this because the Tur understood that if he is the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, if he is the appointed chazan, then clearly he should not resist, because otherwise it would be a disrespect for the congregation who appointed him. Meaning, the only reason a chazan normally resists is because he has to deem unworthy for the position, but if the congregation appointed him to be the chazan, the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, the fixed person who always leads the prayer, then this person should not resist at all, because doing otherwise would be demeaning to the tzibur, would show that he is disrespecting the congregation, that they didn't judge right when they appointed him to be the chazan, the leader of the prayer. But Sefer Yad Eliyahu asks that he understands the logic of the Beis Yosef and the Tur, but what is really the source of this halacha? Sefer Shalosh Teshuvos Yad Eliyahu brings in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Adarshan that the source of the Beis Yosef and the Tur was the Rashi that we are discussing. Meaning that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon was ashamed and was afraid to get near the altar, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the reason that Aharon is resisting to come close to the altar is because the Halacha says that when somebody is given an honor, you're supposed to resist. Like in the same way, when somebody is called to be a Shliach Tzibur, he's supposed to resist. Here, Aharon was going to be the Kohen, which is the Shliach of the Tzibur, who is the messenger of the community. Therefore, Aharon resisted. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lamo Atabush, you should not resist in this case. Lekach Nifcharto, therefore Hashem chose you to be the Shliach Tzibur, to be the leader of this congregation. You are a Shliach Tzibur Kavua. You are appointed Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, you're not supposed to resist at all. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Aharon, that when you are Shliach Tzibur Kavua, you're not supposed to resist. Therefore, says Charles Chuvas Yad Eliyahu, that this is the source of the Tur and the Beis Yosef for this halacha, that when you are a Shliach Tzibur Kavua, when you are appointed by the congregation, you're not supposed to resist and you're supposed to go right away and do. This Machmoshe interprets this verse based on his interpretation of a Medrash Peliyah, of a perplexing Medrash in Parshas Tetzaveh in Shemos chapter 28, verse number 1. There the verse says, Va'ato, and you, meaning you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakri Velecho, bring near for yourself, as Aharon Ochicho, Aharon your brother, Ve'ez Bonovito and his children with him, Mitoich Bnei Israel, from amongst the Jewish children, Lecha'ano Eli, to become a priest for me, meaning to become the priest. And the Medrash Peliyah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, Heiraloi, he felt bad. So Hashem told them that Torah Sheli Haisa, the Torah was mine, Unesati Alach, and I gave to you. And all the Meforshim are bothered, what is the connection between the beginning that Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad and Hashem telling him that the Torah was mine and I gave to you. The Yismach Moshe interprets this Medrash based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peiches Omed Beis 88b. There the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to heaven to receive the Torah, the angels objected and they complained to Hashem that the treasure that was hidden away for 974 generations before man was created, and you want to give this treasure to mankind. And they brought a verse to say that mankind is not worth it, that Hashem should leave the treasure in heaven to the angels. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, I'm afraid that they are going to burn me with their heavenly breath. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to my throne of glory and give them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu starts answering them by quoting the Ten Commandments and explaining that the Ten Commandments do not apply to angels. He says that the Torah that Hashem is giving us, what is written in the Torah? It is written, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho, Am Hashem your God, Asher Otzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that I took you out of Egypt, Mi Beis Avodim, from the house of slavery. Then Moshe Rabbeinu asks the angels, did you go down to Egypt? Did you become subjugated to Paroi? Why you need the Torah? Furthermore, what is written in the Torah? It is written that you should not have other gods. Are you living amongst other nations that do idol worship that you would think that you should have another god, that you have to be warned not to have other gods? Furthermore, what is written there? It is written, remember the Shabbos to sanctify. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the angels, do you angels do any work that you need to rest? Furthermore, the next commandment says that you should not raise Hashem's name in vain. Do you have business dealing between each other that you require to swear? Furthermore, it's written, honor your father and mother. Do you have any father and mother? Furthermore, it's written, do not kill, do not commit immorality, do not steal. Do you have jealousy between you? Do you have evil inclination by you that you need to be warned not to do these things? As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu finished saying that, the angels agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu therefore was able to get the Torah. So we see from there that the only reason we receive the Torah is because we are a physical being. We have evil inclination. According to this, The Yismach Moshe interprets that perplexing Medrash in the following way. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should bring near Aharon his brother, Moshe Rabbeinu was upset because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he is in a loftier level than Aharon, and since he is in a loftier level than Aharon, he believed that he is the one deserving to do the service to Hashem, because he will be able to do the service in a better way. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah was mine, meaning the Torah was in heaven, and I gave you. And the reason I gave you is because of your argument that human beings are a physical being and they have evil inclination. And Hashem's name is glorified when a person who has free choice and has an evil inclination does what is right. Therefore, Hashem specifically gave the Torah to human beings and didn't give the Torah to angels. And for that exact reason is the reason why Aharon should be the high priest and not you. Because since Aharon stumbled in the golden calf, obviously Aharon is more megushem, is more physical, and he has more fight with the evil inclination than Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Aharon is the one that deserves to be the high priest, because through Aharon, which is more physical, and he glorifies Hashem's name, then Hashem's name becomes more glorified because of his choice to glorify Hashem's name. And according to this, the Yismach Moshe explains that this is exactly what Rashi is trying to say. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon is ashamed, and Aharon is ashamed because of his sin, and Aharon believed that he is not worth to be the one, to be the high priest, because he is such a sinner, and he is such a physical being, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Lema atoboish," for the reason that you are so physical, and you are ashamed, and you sinned, "lekach nifcharto," that is exactly the reason why you were chosen. Meaning, Hashem wants his name to be glorified by somebody who is gashmi, somebody who is physical, somebody who is tempted, and somebody who is able to overcome and repent on these things. That is the way that Hashem wants his name to be glorified. And that's why Hashem chose you and not me. The Shachar LaTorah explains that technically the Jewish people already committed idolatry just by thinking that they want another God to lead them. Because idolatry is one of the crimes that you do not have to do an action to transgress. As long as you think that there is another God, automatically you already have committed idolatry. And here too, the Jewish people not only committed idolatry by saying that they want another God, they actually said by speech, one to the other, that they want a Elohim, they want you to create a God that will lead them. And therefore, if Hashem at that point would have given them punishment, the nations of the world would not know that the reason that they received punishment is because they committed idolatry, because the idolatry was just in thought and in speech. They haven't done any action to be punished. Therefore, Aharon decided that he's going to build the golden calf. Like that, if they get punished, everybody will understand why they were punished, and they won't come out at the desecration of Hashem's name if Hashem punished them. Because if they don't do the golden calf, if they don't do a physical idol, and they are just thinking about idolatry, the nations of the world would not know that they got punished because of idolatry. Therefore, Aharon decided that he is going to make the golden calf in order not to have a Chilul Hashem, in order not to have a desecration of Hashem's name when Hashem punishes the Jewish people for committing idolatry. And that is the meaning of the verse in Shmos chapter 32, verse number 25, where there it says, "Vayar Moshe Sa'am," Moshe saw the nation, "Kiporuahu," that it is exposed, "Kiporuahu Aharon," because Aharon exposed them, "L'shimtza Bekomeyem," to disgrace them when they rise up against them, meaning that Aharon exposed that they are thinking of idolatry. And at that point, since Aharon decided that he is going to expose them, not to come out at the desecration of Hashem's name, at that point exactly, says the Shach, Hashem already decided that Aharon is going to be the priest. Therefore, he explains that this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon is ashamed by the sin of the golden calf, that he built the calf. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Lama atabush, why are you ashamed of the golden calf? Lekach nifcharto, because you did for them the golden calf, and you are the one who exposed them, and you prevented at the secretion of Hashem's name, that is exactly the reason why Hashem chose you. The Panim Yafes answers this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, the verse in Shmos chapter 32, verse number 5 says, Vayara Haran, Haran saw, Vayiven Mizbech Lefonav, and he built an altar in front of it, in front of the golden calf. The Gemara asks, Maro, what did Aharon see that they decided to build the altar for the golden calf? Omar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes, Omar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes says, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Rao Chur Shezovuach Lefunav, he saw Chur slaughtered in front of him, meaning that before Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, in Shmos chapter 24, verse number 14, it's written there, Velaskenim Omer, and to the elders, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shvulan Bazeh, Ada Shenoshav Aleichem, stay here until we'll come back to you, V'ine Aharon V'chur Imachem, Aharon and Chur are with you, Mi Baldvorim Migash Aleichem, anybody who has a grievance should approach them. So Moshe Rabbeinu put Aharon and Chur in charge of the Jewish people. Then the Jewish people wanted to do the golden calf. They came to Chur that they should do the golden calf, and Chur denied. Chur would not do it. Then they killed them. So Aharon saw that they had killed Chur because he didn't do the golden calf. Omar, Aharon said, "Lo yishmanu lo hashto, if I don't listen to the Jewish people now, of the Bechur, they will do to me as they did to Chur, meaning that they will kill me too. Imekayimbi, and they will fulfill through me what is written in Lamentations chapter 2, verse number 20, where there it says, Im Yehari Bamikdash Adonoi Koyim Venavi, should a priest and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of Hashem? Meaning that the verse is saying that if a priest and a prophet die in the sanctuary of Hashem, then there is no ratification for the people who did the slaying, that repentance won't help. And since Chur had the category of a prophet and they had already killed them, Aharon thought that if now they kill me, I am the priest, then the Jewish people won't have any way to get out of the sin, and even repentance won't help. Therefore Aharon said, Mutav de lo yehavet legel, better I should do the golden calf, hefsher havelut akanta b'tshuva, like that it's possible there'll be remedy for repentance. Meaning that if you would kill a priest and a prophet, then even repentance would not work. So therefore Aharon decided that he will do the golden calf, like that the Jewish people will be able to repent. So this for Aharon was really an aveira lishma. It was a sin, but he did it for the good sake, for the sake that the Jewish people should be able to repent. And according to this, Sefer Panim Yafes explains that this is exactly what is happening to Aharon. Aharon saw that the first 7 days pre-inauguration of the tabernacle, Moshe Rabbeinu was the priest, he was doing all the service. Then Aharon thought that he did the golden calf for no reason, that he made a big mistake by doing the golden calf, and it wasn't an aveira lishma, it wasn't a sin to save the Jewish people, because since Aharon is not the priest, because he sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is the priest, and they would have killed Aharon for not doing the golden calf, then they wouldn't have killed a prophet and a priest, because Aharon is not the priest. And therefore Aharon thought that his sin of doing the golden calf was a mistake. True, his intentions were noble, but there was no reason to do them, since there was no Kohen, because by them killing Aharon was not killing the priest, because he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was the priest. Therefore, now that Moshe Rabbeinu is calling Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu sees that Aharon is ashamed, because Aharon is thinking that he did a huge sin by making the golden calf, because he is not the priest. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama atobush, why are you ashamed? You didn't do any sin by doing the golden calf. It was an aveira lishma. It was a sin for the sake of saving the Jewish people, and that is allowed. Lekach nifcharto, because you were really the chosen one. You are really the Kohen. And if they would have killed you, then they would have killed a Kohen. and Navi because they already had killed Hur. Therefore, you did not sin and therefore don't have to be ashamed. I want to interpret this Rashi with another Rashi that is written on Shmos chapter 32, verse number 5. There the verse says, Vayara har nahar nsa, veve mizbeach lefonov, and he built an altar in front of it. Rashi is bothered, what did the Aharon see? Therefore Rashi interprets as Aharon understood, meaning Aharon saw that the Jewish people are going to do this idol no matter what. Therefore Aharon decided, mutav sheitole bi asirchon v'loy bohem, better that the foulness of this sin be attributed to me and not to them. Meaning Aharon realized that the Jewish people are going to worship this golden calf. Therefore, Aharon decided that he's going to build the altar in front of it, like that the blame for the golden calf is going to be his and not the Jewish people. Because Aharon did not want to see the Jewish people hurt, he preferred that he should be hurt than the Jewish people. That means that Aharon has the quality of Mesiras Nefesh. And that quality of Mesiras Nefesh, of giving himself for the Jewish people, is the quality that Aharon was chosen to be the high priest. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aharon is ashamed that he built the golden calf and he doesn't want to approach the Mizbeach, the altar, Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you ashamed? Lekach nifcharto, for the mere fact that you built the golden calf and you built the altar in front of it because you wanted to take the blame, as long as the blame doesn't fall on the Jewish people, and you were Moser Nefesh for the Jewish people, Lekach nifcharto, that's why Hashem chose you. So because you did the golden calf and you built the altar in front of it to take away the blame of the Jewish people, to accept the blame on you in order the Jewish people should not be hurt, then you are the perfect intermediary between Hashem and the Jewish people. And this is the exact reason why Hashem chose you to be the high priest. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should all repent and we should merit to have Mashiach come, the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, and the fire of Hashem coming down to the altar again. B'mheiro b'yomeinu, amen.